Srila Narottam Thakur has advised that not to try and approach Krishna directly. Not so easy. Krishna Swarat, he is independent, unpredictable. Simar Asraya Loya Bhaje Tare Krishna Nahi Tyaje Akarane Marani. That it is better and more safe, secure strategy to take shelter of the devotee of Krishna. Because as Krishna reveals, although he's been declared in the beginning of the Bhagavatam to be Swarat, he's independent. It says, Ahang Bhakta Paradino Hyasun Tantra Iva Dvija Sarubir Bhakta Hridayo Bhaktar Bhakta Janapriya. That in the presence, he said, I'm Swarat, independent, but in the presence of my devotee, it's as if I lose my independence. This is the magic, the secret of devotion, the impossible of impossible things, inconceivable, that it's such a powerful substance that Krishna finds it irresistible. All attractive, irresistible Krishna cannot resist the bhakti rasa, the love of a devotee. So Rupa Goswami makes this clear in the beginning of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where he's saying, what are the characteristics of pure devotion? Remember, this is the book on devotion, written by whom? The leader, our leader, Rupa Goswami. So there's no greater authority on this subject. He's deputized by Mahaprabhu for this purpose. Sometimes he's the mouthpiece of Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami. What Mahaprabhu wants to give, he's giving through Rupa Goswami and Sanatan, Raghunathas, etc. But Rupa Goswami has this specific seva and this book of his. It's everything you need to know about devotion. And there in the beginning, when he's qualifying it, describing, delineating, what are the characteristics? Pleshagni Subhada Moksha Lugutakrit Sandra Nanda Visheshatma Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. Sri Krishna Krishna means akarshan. He is attractive, irresistibly attraction. That is Krishna. Right? Krishna. Everyone is Krishna, irresistibly drawn towards the central conception of the Absolute. And then Na, he's nourishing everyone. Rasaraj Krishna. Radharani, Mahabhav Swarupini Radharani, extracting all this nectar from Krishna and distributing her servitors. So Rupa Goswami, that Krishna, who is all attractive, Sri Krishna, Karshini Shasana, he is irresistibly drawn in attraction to the heart flow of his devotees. So he's saying the better strategy is you take shelter of my devotee, praise my devotee. That is the way to the heart of Krishna. And just as we do not conceive of Krishna alone, we do not conceive of Guru in isolation or divorced from his servitors. And this Guru Maharaj has clearly indicated. The other day was the appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And this five verse poetry of Guru Maharaj, composed actually on the birthday, for the birthday, appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's why it's not Sanghana Thiruva. But on, in there he says, the last line of so many verses, we mentioned one the other day, but each verse ends with this line, pranamami cha charanantika paricharaka sahitam. And it's telling, he's saying, so I worship my guru, but with his associates. I cannot think of him independently of his associates. That's proper Krishna consciousness. Not in isolation, just as we don't think of Krishna alone. We don't think of guru alone. And Krishna means Radha and Krishna, Lalita Bhishaka, Rupa Rati, Nanda Yashoda, Sridham, Sudham, Subal, all of, in that way. Always, the Lord cannot be separated from his paraphernalia, neither can Sri Guru. So when we think of our spiritual masters, in this case particularly, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. We also conceive of them with their entourage. And who we conceive of all their disciples in that way, but there are some who have some special recognition from them, who they have voiced that they consider to be part of their entourage. Outstanding servitors, super servitors, devotees who possess that thing that we all seek, which is guru bhakti, devotion to the lotus feet of Sri Guru. So we received the news in the last couple days that Sripad Yudhamani Prabhu, Seva Vikram, the beloved disciple, associate, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada, that he left this world, the mortal plane, and we're left in the position of lamentation and the loss of his association, someone whom Srila Govinda Maharaj said is like his dearest friend, right? Who we hear from Guru Maharaj that service according to the intensity of its remuneration, service according to the intensity of its necessity draws remuneration. So at a time that Srila Gurudev, particularly the Chaitanya Sarasat Mat and Navadeva had the greatest necessity for assistance, Sripad Yudhamani Prabhu Seva Vikram, he rendered that service. That means when there was a time, it may seem unthinkable, I remember when like there was no pump at the mat, like you've seen the hand pump, there's no water pump for the mat, only the so-called tube well. When someone gave a donation, Gurudev got a pump, I mean, in classic Gurudev fashion. He had a feast for the arrival of the pump at the mat. Because all of the paraphernalia of the mat is divine. Really, Guru Maharaj and Satish Prabhu, when Sakicharan gave that land, very respectfully did Guru Maharaj remove any plant, tree, or anything, considering them like Dambasi, they're part of this divine soil. So every aspect of the development of the mat is considered divine by Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev and proper Gaudiya ontology. So Yudhamani Prabhu, through in the beginning, his collecting party, which Guru Maharaj and Gurudev considered his own, everything you see, even to this day, within the compound walls of the Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat was built by their, fueled by their, what would we say? Their seva, but you know, the financed by them. Everything, beginning, the first building actually was the first Sevak Bhavan, later became Paschatya Bhavan. Means like, you know, for the preachers. Because the Chaitanya Sarasvatmat, although Prabhupada described it as, in the early days, as quite extensive, it was unable to accommodate how many people came from the West when they heard about Srila Guru Maharaj. So it needed to be expanded, facilities. And Gurudev is always expanding the facilities for the servitors. So the first building was always the Sevak Bhavan, the place for the servitors. But in time, there were more Sevak Bhavans, that became Praschachavan, like for the preachers. But it was all expanding because Yudhamanya Prabhu and his party, which is the direct party acknowledged by Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, was financing all of this construction and expansion, because this was a growing movement. Means the promotion of Srila Guru Maharaj and Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat beyond the borders of India, outside of Bengal, outside of India, and around the world. And in the very beginning, when we were still within ISKCON, once I went with another exalted Maharaj to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj to ask many important questions that were plaguing the hearts and minds and souls of the devotees at the time. And specifically with regard to the understanding of Guru, many of these things ended up in Sri Guru and His Grace. But at that time, I went to Srila Guru Maharaj. I was completely satisfied with his perfect answers to all these questions, came back, but I was met by a group. I mean, the GBC, it's so old history, it doesn't even matter now. I can just, does it? I mean, no one would mind, I think. But So I met with them, and there was a group, and actually our beloved Janardhan Maharaj was part of that group.
Then we can mention.
Our GBC. And they were inquiring from me what Srila Guru Maharaj had answered, how he'd answered these questions. And so I thought about, how shall I answer? So I thought, he, in many instances, supported their position at that time. So I started mentioning those things in support. And they would say to me, now do you understand why Prabhupada said that Srila Maharaj is the Shiksha Guru for ISKCON? Now do you understand the wisdom of Srila Prabhupada in sending us to Srila Sridhar Maharaj for consultation after his disappearance? What else did he say? And I named a couple of other things, and they kept repeating to me the wisdom of Srila Prabhupada and how he cared for us, and Sridhar Maharaj is our Shiksha Guru and he's there to protect us, and the aftermath of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada wanted us to consult with him, and all these things. Then I mentioned some things Guru Maharaj said that were not in support. And they said, that doesn't leave this room. You know. Then more things were said. And I said, anyway, I'm going to make some transcriptions of that. And you know, you can each have one. But most of them left the room. One remained behind, and he said to me, actually, Srila Sridhar Maharaj is often speaking Bengali, and I'm the only person who understands Bengali, so you don't need to give a copy to anyone except me. And that put me in a difficult situation, and I thought, these need to be distributed. Other devotees need to hear this. But I've been backed into a corner and think, and I said, well, these other GBC men, I need to give something to them. But, you know, and I thought, at least then five people will have it. But really, it needs to be got out to the devotees. Anyway, so I was then put in a difficult spot. So I made this transcription because I was forced to agree that I would not extensively distribute this. But those five read it, one other man read it, and at that time, Yudhamanya Prabhu, he was the temple president of the Seattle temple. And there was this, at the time, a meeting called the North American Temple Presidents Meeting. It's mean all the temple presidents came from all over America and Canada, hence North America. And you know, I was in this bind of like, everyone needs to read this, but I can't distribute it. And then Yudhamanyu Prabhu came, and he came to see me in my room in office privately, and he had with him, always had like Halliburton briefcase or a different type briefcase, and he opened up the briefcase, and he had been to Kinko's, or the Xerox. He'd Xeroxed like 100 copies. And he said, I'm going to go out and I'm going to give one to everybody. And I said, and I'm not going to stop you. And suddenly he was out like in the middle of the street, passing, distributing them so that everybody got one. And then everybody got Guru Maharaj's message at that time as well. And so, but what this shows, you know, the name Seva Vikram means like a heroic servitor, a hero, someone who's willing to risk everything, you know, on the battlefield. I mean, Saraswati Thakur says preaching is a, kirtan means a fight. So Yudhamanyu in the Bhagavad Gita is a fighter who's known for his valor. Guru Maharaj later gave him this title, Yudhamanyu Seva Vikram, for this kind of brave, valorous, heroic seva that he did then and he would do repeatedly. In other words, always taking some risk, being in the avant-garde, the spearhead of any type of like campaign. Those people are likely to go down, Guru Maharaj later told us. You know, he said that, you know, if you're a little bit behind, they go down, then maybe you'll survive. But that group, like the suicide squad, they're ready to risk everything for the campaign. Yudhamanyu Prabhu had that type of spirit. And I'm showing you here, this is from the very beginning. And then, so that was a good sign. So this started going out, and then, tapes of Srila Guru Maharaj, and he put first person, put Srila Guru Maharaj's picture on the altar. You can imagine this was a little controversial at the time. And so he had to leave there. But anyway, there's many stories, long history, but also, with regard to the Seva Vikram, at one point, Yudhamanyu Prabhu, Jivanaditi, Prabhula, Krishangini, Mukundamala, some other, they were in Lalit Charan, Akenchan Maharaj, they were in South Africa. And at that time, I might not get all this in chronological order, but we went on this theme of Seva Vikram when Guru Maharaj actually gave the title. He is distributing books of Guru Maharaj. And they arrest him, and even attacked him violently, physically, to try and prevent him from distributing the books of Srila Guru Maharaj. And the like Guru Maharaj was and Gurudev were comparing to this when Nityananda Prabhu was attacked by Jagai and Madhai. And that's when he gave that title, saying this type of fearless valor he's showing. And when he, back to that Seattle, being the president of the temple there, when we're promoting Guru Maharaj, he's only promoting Guru Maharaj, and he was, you know, unceremoniously, you can say, asked to leave. Srila Guru Maharaj, his general tenor of his advice was, you know, if you come this way, you don't take anything. It's like the all risk, no gain program, although it becomes all gain and no risk. So he's saying you just, but he had Jivana, his devoted beloved wife, and this girl, Prabhula, who helped with Guardian Devotion Press. So they're leaving, they're going without anything, but at the temple, they had this one vehicle. It's like a Toyota flatbed. You understand? Like, it has a cab and then a flatbed in the back. And what its purpose at that temple, it was known as the garbage truck. It was just to carry garbage away from the mat to a dump. So you can imagine this vehicle, right? And it's in that vehicle, when I was in San Jose to welcome them, that Yudhamanya Prabhu, Jivanaditi Prabhu, they came like down from Seattle to San Jose in this vehicle with all their earthly possessions on the back of that flatbed truck. Right? And at the time, this was really a plus because I don't even think we had any other kind of vehicle. But, and then Yudhamanya Prabhu and I, like madmen, were like driving around the San Francisco Bay Area. This did not have a lot of sound insulation and things like that. And I remember going over the Golden Gate Bridge and sort of like talking loudly at the point of like yelling almost to have a conversation. And this point came up about, because we're always having to defend Guru Maharaj and they're trying to attack him in various ways. And one of the things they would say is, he never went outside of India and preached in foreign countries. They would try and use this as like, he wasn't a proper preacher or something because he didn't, you know, Saraswati Thakur asked him to go to the West and he didn't go. That whole thing, huh? And Yudhamanya, he's driving along and we're on, like screaming back and forth about this stuff. He's a very intense personality and can bring out your own intensity. In fact, one of his nicknames and certain bhav he would exhibit, we call him Mount Saint Yuda, because he's from the Seattle area, and there's a mountain there called St. Helena, and it blew up in the 1980s, like had a volcanic explosion. So sometimes, like today's Madhava Maharaj's disappearance day, and Guru Maharaj said he was a man of volcanic energy. We could say Yudhamanya Prabhu was a man of volcanic emotion. So sometimes he would explode with, he just couldn't tolerate certain misconceptions, and he would explode with some sort of divine emotion. And it came to be known as the Mount Saint Yuda. But anyway, at that time, and we're yelling back and forth, and I said, you know, I know what we shall do to like cancel this argument they're making, like Guru Maharaj didn't go to the West and preach. I said, these tapes, we will make books. We're going to found the Guardian Devotion Press and make Search for Sri Krishna, Sri Guru and His Grace, Golden Volcano. I said, we will make these books. And after we've made these books, no one will use this argument again. It will be moot, finished. Because they will see, without leaving his veranda, Guru Maharaj will preach all over the world. So let's not talk about this anymore. We don't have to worry about it. And I remember Yudhamanya saying, are we going to eat? It's at the time we're living off like grilled cheese sandwiches and things. But on this point, so when we did finally get these books, first books we printed around 5,000, he wanted all of them. And I said, you know, Prabhu, like, we have to send some to the Mahatma. There's other, you know, he said, he just wanted the whole lot of them. And then it ended up being, say, like 3,000. Because he's just going to distribute all of them. This sort of dedication and intensity. And so, he Yudhamanya Prabhu, Seva Vikram, Jivanaditi, they were like charter members, founders of the Western world preaching of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev. And we've seen this elite group of servitors that he belongs to that have unparalleled, unqualified, unconditioned devotion and love and affection for Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj. I can't tell you how many times on his veranda, Madhusudan Maharaj can verify this, and Gurudev was talking with some devotees and they're asking questions about this and so many different things, and things that are necessary to be discussed regarding seva or what they're doing, their future. It's very important, it's very heartfelt, and you know, they're consulting at the lotus feet of Sri Guru, and we worship that and understand that. But so many times Srila Gurudev would use Yudhamanyu Prabhu as an example, and he'd say, Yudhamanyu Prabhu, ask one question. He only asked me one question. Do you want this or not? Not a big, you know, law. Do you want this or not? If you don't want it, I have nothing to do with it. That's forever out of my mind. If you want it, I'm prepared to give all my energy to that. He said, so he only asked me one question. Do you want this or not? And Gurudev held that as a standard. This is pure devotion. Right? No other consideration than what is the order, the desire, the want of Sri Guru. And then willing to, prepared to give yourself to that. As I mentioned at another time, Prabhupada, he's speaking euphemistically, not literally, and he said, the supreme mantra, Arjun vibrates at the end of, and we're saying, oh, you mean Maha mantra? That's another thing he's speaking, and I say euphemistically. He said, when Arjun says, Karishye vachanam tava, says the Krishna, I am now prepared to follow your instructions. Karishye vachanam tava, what you say, I'm ready to do that. Remember, when Gurudev comes to the mat, and Gurudev said, are you prepared to listen to me and not your mind? That's the same thing. That's Bhagavad Gita, that's Gurus, that's devotion, that's Sripad Yudhamanyu Prabhu. Right? Giving everything to follow the order. And he knows that order is preaching. Right? He cannot be satisfied being complacent in a relatively peaceful, harmonious situation that most people would find fine as an acceptable form of life. He needs to be on the avant-garde, the cutting edge where the pioneer work is taking place. So I remember now it's over 12 years, maybe 13 years, that we were having a discussion. He was about to leave the veranda, Gurudev's veranda in Navadvipa, but like the car was waiting. And he was expressing to me his like malaise in that he felt he wasn't contributing enough, that he should be in a preaching situation. And I'd been reading these articles about China and the new China and what was going on in China. And of course, Gurudev brought Avadhut Maharaj and I together. And I told him at the time, though, we're saying, and really the car's like, he's going to leave in like 20, and I said, he asked me what I thought about it. I said, and I had one of these articles right in front of me talking about what's going on in China and this whole new world and possibility. And I said, if I wasn't working with Avadhut Maharaj in Russia and that part of the world, I said, I would go to China. And he said, well, actually, I'm thinking about that. I have this opportunity. I can be in English. And he said, ask Gurudev. He's so humble, actually. And Gurudev was sitting on the side, and I said, Maharaj, and he's like not really paying too much attention. I had to like really get his attention. I said, Yudhamanya Prabhu has this proposal about going to China and preaching there. I said, would you approve that? And he's like, yes, yes. That's all, he's just like that, yes. Mm. Like he liked that idea very much and like went back, you know. And then he was on a mission from God. If you know Yudhamanya Prabhu, that was it. Remember, do you want this or not? That's the question he had. He didn't go into a big song and dance, how he's going to do it. Just like, do you approve of this or not? And Gurudev said, yes. That's all he needed to know. Then he dedicated his whole life to doing that. And then he went there and he single-handedly brought Srila Guru Maharaj's conception to China, to the 1.6 billion, and they're making more Chinese people as I speak, right? The 1.6 billion people of China, he brought Guru Maharaj's conception to them. And Gurudev, how can you calculate the value of that? And he did this single-handedly, at great personal inconvenience and risk. Again, always, if you see him consistently, always be in a risky position, right? Risking everything for this. That, Guru Maharaj said, that's the, you know, the Kamrup Bhaktas, the suicide squads, the mood of the Brajagopis. They risk everything personally for the satisfaction of Krishna. And later, because Lilavati, our first Chinese, she joined in Chiang Mai, and then Sulakshana, and we're brought in connection with China as well. But we visit there sometimes. Yudhamanya Prabhu, he's been there for the last like 13 years. And as I asked Guru Maharaj once with regard to the Shikshastakam, where there's line where it says, Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusha Prabhushayitam Sunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahiname. It's talking about separation from Govinda, Krishna. And it says like yuga, yugaitam, a moment, nimishena, a moment feels like a yuga, right? We talked about this the other day. But sometimes Srila Prabhupada would say, a moment feels like 12 years or more. So I said to Guru Maharaj once, how do you get 12 years extract 12 years from this? And Guru Maharaj said, yuga also means 12 years. So in other words, a 12-year period is also a yuga. So Yudhamanya Prabhu spent 12 years plus in China. That means like a yuga. It was an era, a total age. And that time, he, beyond just preaching the concepts of Krishna consciousness, he's giving himself personally to these devotees who are really like disciples and followers, right? He's everything to them. He gave himself wholesale to these devotees, not by visiting once a year, twice a year, staying for a few days, but by living there for the last, say, 13 years, 12 plus years. So we understand here how devastated they must be, and we can only, and even recently I saw videos of him saying, it's now 2017, so that means it was in the last 2 months, January, February, and very beautifully, sweetly, and intensely, he is preaching and conveying to the people that what an opportunity is before them, that they should realize the opportunity that is before them. And with full force, happily, in an inspired state, he's preaching to them. And even in these last few days, that is his program, always. So a shock to them to find as he's getting ready for a preaching program, they find that he is like left this world. That leaves us in a state of lamentation and sadness. He's irreplaceable. We've lost his association. Right? By his association, we improve. Because he has guru bhakti, guru devotion. In the seventh canto, Prahlad Narada said, many things are mentioned about the cultivation of Krishna consciousness. And just to be blunt or candid, it said the things, kind of things that are said there, you know, you can look at that and think like, will this ever be possible? That I can do one of these things in this life? How many lifetimes will this take? But we'll think, well, as many as it may take, all right, but it seems unattainable. But at the end of the list, it says, Etat sarvam guru bhaktya purusho hyanjasho jayet. But through guru bhakti, devotion to guru, you get everything. And then there's some hope there. And when we see a servitor like Yudhamanya Prabhu, we know he has guru bhakti, he has love and devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Guru, particularly Srila Govinda Maharaj, but including Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada. But particularly for Srila Govinda Maharaj. And that is his ticket into that plane. So it's sad for us, it's lamentable that we will not, in this plane, have his association. But Guru Maharaj, when one disciple of Swami Maharaj came to see Guru Maharaj after his disappearance, and he was expressing so many things. But in the course of his conversation, he used the word died. And Guru Maharaj stopped him and says, we don't say that. Right? He said, we say disappearance. Disappeared. He was serving in this plane, and now he's serving in the upper world. So we may be sad and sorrowful, but he's not entered a sad or sorrowful position. Right? By his devotional qualities and seva tendencies, we can only think he is in that realm. Pranamami charanantika paricharaka sahitam. Right? The lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. Right? So he is serving in this plane. No, he's serving in that plane. He's a servitor. He's Seva Vikram. He's always serving. He's serving now. He will continue to serve. And if by his mercy, by affections, our affection for him, if that will draw us toward that plane where he resides, then that'll be beneficial for us. So I can only harmonize this by thinking he's, you know, with the association of Srila Gurudev and his eternal associates. And for those followers of his who remain, you know what he expects from you. He taught you this all this time, over all these years. He demonstrated it personally. And we show our love and devotion and affection for him by following his advice. This is what Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami. It's what Guru Maharaj told me and all of us. The same is there. We demonstrate our fidelity or chastity by following his advice. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Padbhakti. Yudhamanya Prabhu Seva Vikram Ki.
Jai.
Madhusudan Maharaj, if you would say a few words.
Well, Maharaj, I can say a few words. In a few words, we all knew Yudhamanya Prabhu Seva Vikram as a super example of a humble, submissive devotee. And in my few words, I would just like to say we pray to him that he will kindly look down upon us who are still within this world here, and some of us who may be here for many lifetimes to come, but we pray to him that he can look down on us to help us in our journey upwards. But Maharaj, you've given a very complete view, both from the scripture and his personality and his nature. Maharaj, I can just mention some of my own experiences with Yudhamanya Prabhu. And he was senior to me, very clearly. He's Srila Prabhupada's disciple and has been doing so many years of service before I ever knew anything about Krishna consciousness. And yet, in his association, he's always taking the very, very humble position. And his whole nature, even though he was very focused and capable and devoted, all these things, but his very nature was actually the humility that Gurudev is always stressing. The humility, tolerating us, no doubt, but tolerating so many things in the environment and giving honor. And I've shared a room with Yudhamanya Prabhu. I may be one of the few, because not everybody was happy to share with his loud snoring, but I was truly happy to share a room with Yudhamanya Prabhu. And I've shared with him for some time, and so have lived closely with Yudhamanya Prabhu. And totally his nature was that of humility, completely. We are nowhere in comparison with him, but he is giving honor, staying in the background. Today, over the last couple of days, I've been looking for photographs of Yudhamanya Prabhu, which are some like photographs where he's prominent in the photo. Maharaj, everywhere, he's in the background, he's like in the background, he's trying to be, he's being sort of not putting himself forward, but anybody else who's there present, he'll have them first and then he's in the background. This is what we saw very much in his nature. And this point that Srila Goswami Maharaj mentioned about Yudhamanya Prabhu only wanting to get the clue, the direction from Gurudev. What does Gurudev want? This or that or anything else. Whatever Gurudev wants, that's all I need to know. That is what I'll do. And Maharaj said that perhaps I know how many times Gurudev gave Yudhamanya Prabhu as an example of that, that he's not asking many questions, only what do you want? Do you approve of this or not? He gave that countless times, Maharaj. Yes. This is, if I add them up, it's countless. Yes. Yudhamanya Prabhu is Gurudev's definite example for this mood and nature. So we knew him by the grace of the Vaishnavas. We've come into Vaishnava Association, and within Vaishnava Association, we have known Yudhamanya Prabhu very affectionately. By his grace, allowing us to be affectionate with him, but he's very affectionate to the devotees, very caring nature to the devotees, and we have seen him through the eyes of Gurudev and Guru Maharaj, though my own experience is more with Gurudev, no doubt. In Guru Maharaj's time, I have seen and been with Yudhamanya Prabhu, but not so closely. As I say, I was junior and definitely very junior, and there are the senior devotees coming from ISKCON at that time. But in the association of Srila Gurudev, then we had quite a lot of association. The times that Yudhamanya Prabhu would come to Navadvip and come to India for the festivals, programs, and other times of the year. And we feel very fortunate to have been accepted by Yudhamanya Prabhu too as a friend, co-servitor in service. And he appreciated so many things. In the early days, there was no internet, believe it or not, for all of the new generation. Internet did not always exist. And invitations, one of our regular duties from Navadvip was sending out invitations by post. Uh-huh. We'd have to go and get them printed up and, you know, then get the envelopes, type typewriters, clink, 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 and then type on the envelope, all the addresses.
He still uses one.
I've retired it. But Yudhamanya Prabhu, I remember, he used, just coming to the mat, simple things, he was just so joyful and happy about. And he said, And he told to me, because we are in India, we're not like in the West receiving these invitations and things, but he's in the West. And he said, you won't believe how much joy it gives us to receive an invitation with letters as they're set. Marge was describing earlier today about the typesetting machine, the letterpress machines, which each letter's put in by hand and then clunk, clunk, clunk. Well, the lines weren't always exactly straight, and you know, it had a definite Indian appeal, the way that the invitations were made. And then, you know, we type out the envelopes and everything. But Yudhamani Prabhu, he appreciated so many things, including that, like, you can say very small thing, but he said, oh, the joy it brings us when we're in California and we receive this and we smell it, and all this has come from the mat. And his attachment to Gurudev, attachment to the mat, attachment to everything devotional, it was so obvious to everybody who met him and had his association. And his care for everybody. He was very caring personality. Very caring personality. And Maharaj, you know, we are so happy just to have the opportunity to remember Yudhamani Prabhu Seva Vikram. And it is indeed our loss that he has left from this world, from our vision. And one by one, our dear senior devotees, they are going to their eternal destinations. They are continuing, and we are left in this world. And in remembrance of their examples, we must all try to continue and all try to pray for their grace and blessing, that they may give us some good sense and some good strength for the things that we do, all of us, day by day in our devotional life, devotional service activities.
There's a verse in Bhagavad Gita. It says, Neha Bikramanashosti Pratyavyana Vidite Swapam Apyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bayat. In summary, saying, as Prabhupada has, like, a little advancement on this path saves one from the most mahabhai, the greatest type of fear. So that's generally, like sometimes Prabhupada would say, descending into the animal species where there's no opportunity for this type of cult, you know, like that saying, so if you advance on this, then you avoid this greatest type of fear. But once Guru Maharaj, he said in a letter, in some other connection, he said, and I was surprised and to notice this, he said, the greatest type of fear of a devotee is that their service is not being accepted. Because we can say up or down, they're not concerned with that. They're concerned, is my service being accepted? And I could say in this regard, Yudhamanyu Prabhu, he was so paranoid, but in some sort of madly delightful way, like he wanted to know, all again, back to this yesterday, whether or not his service is being accepted.
Yes,
that's all he cared.
Yes.
When he would come to the, he would come, shut the door behind and come in the room, and he'd go, is Maharaj pleased with what I'm doing? And I'd go, yeah, and he'd go, no, and he'd like be moving, and like, I gotta know, and I'd say, He is, you know, like, I mean,
Maharaj, he came to me with those same things, that same kind of mood, really.
That's what he would want to know, not, hi, hello, how are you? He'd shut the door, like, is Maharaj pleased with what I'm doing? And even in the last time when Gurudev was showing his disappearance pastimes in the last few months, once again, he came, and this question, like, I'm trying to reassure him that he's totally pleased. You're bringing the Chinese girls like Jayavati, Urmila, and so many others, but bringing them, and it's a great source of joy to Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
Like, to Gurudev. Like, once I saw, because usually Gurudev has an attendant on his veranda, but and my room a little off the side, and other room, for some reason, I mean, it was like Urmila, the Chinese girl, and Gurudev, and no one else. Just the two of them. I mean, that was an it was like for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, but it was just very interesting. Only the two of them were there. He wasn't there for, remember, she was doing like paintings or things like that. So that was Yudhamani Prabhu's offering the Srila Gurudev before he gave so much financial assistance to the Math. But then at this time, he started bringing all these Chinese devotees and offering them to the lotus feet of Gurudev. And even here in Thailand and Bangkok, when we, if some were, some of you there maybe know that he brought Chinese devotees to Bangkok, and that was around the time when Gurudev was saying, like, after mixing with all of you people from the West, he was saying a little, you know, humorously, he said, nothing will surprise me. Because then repeatedly having to deal with us, so many things have happened. I may be one of them. You know, but he said, nothing will surprise me. He said, the only thing that surprises me is that they are chanting Hare Krishna in China. And why are they chanting Hare Krishna in China? Because of Yudhamani Prabhu.
Yeah.
But that he is always so paranoid about whether or not Gurudev approves of his service. That shows you that kind of intensity. And also, we can't think of Yudhamani Prabhu without Jivana Didi, his divine beloved wife. And she is like one of those, when we read about the ladies and the Puranas, and like who their husband is their Prabhu, their exclusive focus, their reason for living, everything. She has that type of devotion and dedication to him. He's doing the service and she's assisting him and forever, you know, unconditionally faithful. So, such a great Vaishnavi, of course, and with Yudhamani Prabhu and Hare Krishna. Is there anything else to say?
We'll miss you, Yudhamani Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Sometimes I think that I'm being cheated by these god brothers of mine.
Hare Krishna.
Because I think, like, they're making me sad and full of lamentation. And then I'm thinking, but I sometimes see there's Gurudev, Siddhanti Maharaj, Shrutasrava Prabhu, Vaishnava Maharaj, Rishabh Dev, Bhuvan Mo, and I'm thinking, and now Yudhamani, I'm saying, like, I'm here and they're with Gurudev, and the, you know, that's the only way I can think of it and digest this. And it's painful for the devotees, but I think, Guru Maharaj would say, we can't understand the inconceivable will of Krishna. So he's serving in this plane, he's being taken up into another plane of service. So although our hearts are broken, we're full of sadness, sorrow, lamentation, we cannot impose that upon him, such a dear, beloved servitor and eternal entourage of Srila Gurudev, Srila Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Sripad, Yudhamani Prabhu, Seva Vikram, Ki
Jai.
I'm going to sing this one song from the songbook. E Boru Koruna Koro, Nartham Thakur. And it's also, you know, and he left on the Shiv Ratri. We know how Gurudev has some special connection with Shiva. And today we're told the disappearance of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who, what type of Vaishnava is he? Well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought him to the Yog Pit in Mayapur to verify if this is Mahaprabhu's birthplace or not. Who would be carried in the like wicker basket by the Bihari Das. Because right? Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj at this point was like hunchbacked. And so he would carry him, and we're told when he reached that place, where the local people complain nothing grows but tulsi, it's a useless place. The only thing that grows there is tulsi. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, And takes Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj out. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj jumps out of the basket, is leaping off the ground, dancing in ecstasy, celebrating the actual place of Mahaprabhu. And Gurudev told us, he also verified the appearance of Saraswati Thakur as this is that personality that we've waited for. And who else? Oh, Rasikananda Prabhu, the mystic disciple of Shyamananda Prabhu, Shyamananda of fame. His samadhi is in Remuna at the Kirachur Gopinath. He was super attracted to the Kirachur Gopinath deity. But he is known to be like a mystic Vaishnava. Bilva Mangal Thakur says, Mukti Mukulitanjali Sevatesman Dharmartha Kama Kataya Samaya Pratiksha. Mukti is waiting with folded hands to serve the Vaishnava, as are the siddhis, the mystic powers, etc. So one Muslim fakir, who's like a Muslim mystic, he heard about Rasikananda Prabhu and thought, I've got to see this with my own eyes, see if he's really, and he himself is a mystic. So much so, he thought, to make a dramatic entrance, he came riding in on a tiger. To show, like, I can control this tiger. I have no fear. The tiger's under my control. So he rides in on the tiger to see him. And Rasikananda Prabhu's attendant said, hold on a minute, let me go. And Rasikananda Prabhu's sitting on a broken wall, brushing his teeth. And his attendant says, this Muslim fakir, he's here, he wants to have your darshan. And he's saying, oh, yeah. Rinses his mouth. And he's sitting on a broken wall. And he says, wall, take me to receive the fakir. And the wall started moving and carrying him there. And when that Muslim saw the wall, he thought, I can control the animate. He makes the inanimate move. He got down from his tiger and gave Shastanga Dandavats and realized, I'm in the presence of a divine personality. And Bhakti Dayata Madhava Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Dayata Madhava Maharaj, as we mentioned, Saraswati Thakur described him as a man of volcanic energy, opened many mats in India. He's the one who said many things about Guru Maharaj. He always came to see Guru Maharaj every year, and Guru Maharaj said, before his disciple, as a charger, he showed like a stern figure, but when he would come to the mat, he would be laughing and joking and overeating and in a very playful mood. And he always come and visit Guru Maharaj, and his name was Hayagriva Brahmachari in the Gaudiya Mat. Because whenever Guru Maharaj mentions his name, he'll always go, Madhava Maharaj, Hayagriva Brahmachari. Go, why? Because he was known as Hayagriva Brahmachari in Gaudiya Mat forever. And afterwards, he became Madhava Maharaj. So Guru Maharaj, it's not disrespect, he's respecting by identifying, like we say, you know, Vaishnava Maharaj, Shrutasrava Prabhu. He's Shrutasrava Prabhu for the longest time and also Vaishnava Maharaj. Anyway, that Madhava Maharaj said of Guru Maharaj, he said, you make a great advisor to the king, but you wouldn't be a good king. Like you don't have the disposition, the mental, you know, to be a king. But you're the best advisor a king could possibly have. And we know Guru Maharaj said another point elsewhere that when people ask Chanakya Pandit, wouldn't you like to be the king? He's always advising the king of India. He said, wouldn't you like, you should be the king of India. No. He said, to be the advisor of the king, to be higher than the king. And they came once in Chanakya, he was wearing a crown made out of cow dung. And like, what do you think of me now? So, anyway, that Madhava Maharaj, also the first time I went to Jagannath Puri is at the Howrah train station, told never to ride third class unreserved, always listen to the devotees. And I violated that. But before I did, I saw this beautiful looking sannyasi, so handsome and dignified, and you know, he's legendary. And I paid Shastanga Dandavats and Howrah Station on, you know, just immediately. And he like came over to me, and I said, this was Bhakti, Srila Bhakti Daita Madhav Maharaj. And I mentioned, I'm going to Puri, and I'm like about to enter the third class unreserved, like shaking his hand. And he's, you know, going to the other end of the train. But I just thought, well, at least I got the dandavats and the glance of the Vaishnava. And I felt really fortunate. And that's what I'm trying to tell the devotees here. Those who are in this song, who are fortunate to get the glance of Yudhamanya Prabhu upon them. And it's still there, as Maharaj is saying. We still pray. There, Guru Maharaj said, our guardians are not imaginary. They're above, watching us, watching this transaction. They're approving. They're sending some grace. So in Jagannath Puri, tried to just say in short, where I was getting in trouble on my own, because unchaperoned, not under the guidance, a little bit AWOL, yeah, everything's going wrong, right? Which is a lesson, you know, and having been thrown in the gutter by the pundit, I mean, things are really going wrong. Mm. And then I'm going back to my place, like really, what's the word, crestfallen, heart shattered, riding this rickshaw, and it's like near the end of the day. And then coming in the other direction is that, you know, angelic sannyasi Maharaj, guru, acharya of Gaudiya Math, Madhava Maharaj, and he can see I'm not doing well and stops. And we're near the time, Purushottam Gaudiya Math. We go in this Tulsi garden, and I told him what happened, and I'm like almost crying, and I said, like, I don't understand why we can't go in the temple. And you know, this is 1974. And he said, Haridas Thakur did not enter the temple. And my head went like, he said, Rupa Goswami Prabhu did not enter the temple. Like, my head. He said, Sanatan Goswami Prabhu did not enter the temple. Now, my head was like, no, like, there was no more to go. And so I was like, oh, I'm so foolish, you know. And he said, but, he said, Mahaprabhu is so merciful, and he told Haridas Thakur that by the Siddha Bokul, I've made a place there for you, and from there you will take Krishnanam, and you can see the, what do they call it? The top dome? Huh? Yes, but also the dome has a name. And so anyway, the head, the shirsh means the head, the top, but anyway, the dome, the chakra at the top of the dome. And he said, that's where you will go. You will begin your parikrama from there. And I pulled out this little diary, and he would tell me not only where to go, then where you will go after that, the house of Vasudev Sarvabhauma, and see the Shadbhuj Murti, and Sveta Ganga, and Ganga Mata Goswamini, and like every, and Haridas Thakur Samadhi, and the Gangbir, everything. And also he told me how much the rickshaw is. And then you, and so when I started doing that, and I would say, like the rickshaw, they go, you know, 5 rupees. And I go, no, it's 35 paisa. They'd go like, what? Like, how could you know that? And I said, because I talked to Madhava Maharaj. They were not happy. I gave some extra just to smooth it out. Because for me to like not pay Shaib prices was an aparad, no doubt. But he was so merciful, and so, you know, he just knew, like some lost child, he was merciful to me and gave me this marvelous list of like, here's how you should do the parikrama. And now I was under the guidance and the shelter of the Vaishnava, so there was auspicious, everything was now auspicious. Mm. Everything changed. So I remember him from that, and also, and I cannot help, the affection that Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, It was palpable when they talked about Srila Madhava Maharaj. You could tell how much love and affection, mutual, they had for one another. And like now, we're in this condition. When I first met Guru Maharaj, I said, because Swami Maharaj had left the world, and then Ban Maharaj left the world, and Madhava Maharaj had left the world, Goswami Maharaj, and I said, it seems like all the great disciples of Saraswati Thakur are leaving the world. And Guru Maharaj shook his head, and he was feeling that, and helped us understanding our position. But in a similar way, these Yudhamanyu Prabhu, Seva Vikram, such a great personality. So the only Narottam Thakur, he can express in his poetry the proper sentiments. I mean, this song is called Vaishnava Vigyapti, means feeling separation from the Vaishnava.
Ehi baro koruna koro Vaishnava Goshai. Ehi baro koruna koro Vaishnava Goshai. Ehi baro koruna koro Vaishnava Goshai. Ebaro Karuna Koro Vaishnava Goshai. Patita Pavana Toma Bine Keho Nai. Kaharani kate gele papture jai. Kaharani kate gele papture jai. E mana dayalo prabhu keba kota pai. E mana doyala prabhu keba kota pai. Gangara parasa huile paschate pavan. Dashane pavitra koro ei tomagu. Dashane pavitra koro ei tomagu. Haristane aparadhe Tare Hari Naam. Hari Sane Aparade Tare Hari Naam. Tomastane Aparade Nahi Koe Daam. Tomara Hridaye Sada Govinda Visram. Tomara Hridaye Sada Govinda Visram. Govinda Kohina Mama Vaishnava Paran. Govinda Kohena Mama janme kori asha charan niraduli
prati janme kori asha charan niraduli
narotame koro doya apnar boli Koruna koro Vaishnava Gosai
Ebaro Karuna koro Vaishnava Gosai
Patita Pavana Toma Bine Kehona Krishna Yadavaya Namaha
Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Garadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath
Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath
Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath
Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath
E chai go chai kori charana bandhan
E chai go chai kori charana bandhan
Jaha hoite vignanash abhista puran
Jaha hoite vignanash abhista puran
E chai go chai dharmui tarodas
E chai go chai dharmui tarodas
Sansavara padarenu mora panchagras
Sansavara padarenu mora panchagras
Tandara charana seve bhakta sanevas
Tandara charana seve bhakta sanevas
Janame janame more iya bilas
Janame janame more
Chai go chai jabe braje koilova
Chai go chai jabe braje koilova
Radha Krishna nitya lila korilo prakash
Radha Krishna nitya lila korilo prakash
Anande bolo hari bhaja vrindavan Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriya
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriya
Harinam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamada
Harinam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamada
Hey Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Gaura Hari Bol.
Seva Vikram Tirubhaktiti Ki Jai Yudhamani Prabhu Seva Vikram Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charja Satarasata Shri Srimad Shrivabhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Pad Shrivabhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Bhagavan Shrivabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai Jai Saparikar Shri Shri Guru Guranga Gandharvika Giri Thari Jiu Ki Jai Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Rupa Anuga Guru Varga Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gopa Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadeep Dham Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai Shri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Tiro Bab Mahamahutapati Ki Jai Srila Rasikananda Prabhu Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Dayuta Madhav Maharaj Tiro Bab Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pad Vispa Varenya Srila Asi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharya Vrinda Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhakti Bimala Vidut Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhakti Ranjan Madhusudan Maharaj Ki Jai Seva Vrinda Ki Jai Samabeda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Jai Sripad Yudhamani Prabhu Seva Vikram Tirubhav Titi Ki Jai Nitai Go Premanande
Jai Srila Bhakti Surya Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Nitai Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol.